With the current onset of work from home and, of course, social distancing continuing due to the COVID-19 pandemic, life has to be reimagined. And I'm not just talking about social life, I'm talking about professional life. Organizations have to reimagine the nature of work. They have to pivot how their workflows continue and, of course, collaborate with intelligent technologies to make this all happen and come together seamlessly. You might have heard of software as a service, and the SaaS industry was booming during the COVID-19 pandemic. In fact, if the numbers were to be seen for H1 2020 and the number of startups and organizations that were flourishing during this time, one would know that service is definitely here to stay. But while we're talking about service from a software point of view, what about service from a hardware and device point of view? And that's what we're here to talk about. Device as a service, a concept that one tech company has been excelling at, not just during COVID-19 and the pandemic and the lockdown, but much before that. Hello and welcome to this Tech at Work podcast. And today I'm joined by Rohit, Director of Service Sales, Lenovo India. And we are here to discuss how Lenovo DaaS offering is innovating workspaces in a post-COVID-19 world. Rohit, thank you so much for being with us on this podcast. And as I said, you're here to give us a quick tutorial on what Lenovo has been up to.
Thank you, Megha. I'm happy to be here and actually delighted to be a part of this podcast.
Okay, so let's start by talking about what Lenovo's device as a service solution stands for. What is this vertical? It's the first time that we're hearing, this acronym come together, DaaS. We've heard of SaaS, but talk about, what you folks have been up to at Lenovo.
Hey, thanks, Megha. I definitely don't think this is going to be a tutorial, but thank you for the opportunity. As a service model is growing, and this does not just apply for organizations or in the B2B space. In fact, all of us as consumers also have been experiencing the service as a model. Netflix, Spotify, Zipcars, they're all examples of as a service model. Now, as a service model offers convenience, they're customizable and besides pricing, they also meet the needs of the end customer. For the PC industry, as per IDC, by 2023, at least 20% of hardware purchases will be on a as a service subscription type model. In unit value, this would be a few million devices. Now, coming to the Lenovo DaaS proposition, the core tenet of the Lenovo DaaS offering is actually flexibility. Flexibility that allows our customers to choose from a wide range of services and a wide range of devices. In fact, our DaaS solutions will take flexibility to another level by allowing our customers to increase or move down a service as per their business needs. Customers can actually flex up or down, and this would be one of our key differentiators. I hope, Megha, that answers your question.
Absolutely. But, let me go ahead and ask one question for folks out there who are still wondering that when we talk about service and software, and we talk about upgrades, it's imaginable, right? A software can be upgraded even remotely. But how do you upgrade the service or devices remotely?
So, the way we look at the PC life cycle, it's a six-stage life cycle, starts from planning services to configuration to deployment, support protection, managed service and asset recovery. And customers have the choice to pick and choose what service they want. We could have customers today who come to us saying that they would want us to help them with the planning services, but they may not want us to give them the asset recovery service, which is the sixth stage of the life cycle. But they can later come and decide to give us that portfolio also. The other part to flexibility is, an increase in the employee count or a decrease in the employee count, as easy as that, on the Lenovo DAS model, that's the flex up and the flex down, where, the organization could increase the number of devices or decrease the number of devices, could increase the services portfolio or decrease the services portfolio. Yeah, Megha, back to you.
Right, Rohit. Talk to us about how your services that you have been providing has actually been helping your client portfolio through their digital transformation journey. And it would be great if you can add a few anecdotes or probably give us an example of a client who was working in a very traditional environment or a very traditional workflow and decided to get onto this digital transformation journey.
Yeah, that's a good question, Megha. And, it could be a slightly long answer, but let me make an attempt at it. So firstly, with COVID, organizations are feeling the pressure on cash flows. And as businesses limp back, the dilemma would be about prioritizing expenses. Now, traditionally, IT purchase has always been, for some strange reasons, considered to be a CapEx-only model. But with the pandemic, companies will be forced to innovate. On one hand, with work from home, businesses will need the best-in-class devices and the best-in-class technology. And on the other hand, there will be the strong push to reduce costs. And I know we are seeing this everywhere. And the answer to this will be the device as a service model, where organizations do not end up paying upfront and at the same time will be able to provide employees with the best-in-class devices, services, and solutions. Now, the Lenovo DAS, I could actually explain it as a fully managed, flexible service and support model that combines hardware, combines services, and combines software into a single configurable end-to-end solution at a periodic, predictable fee. The DAS solution would actually enhance the experience of the end user and the organization over the entire life cycle. And I just spoke about the six-stage life cycle, the first stage being planning. Now, planning actually entails strategy. It includes assessment and personal consultation. That would help define the who, what, where, when, and why. Today organizations decide on a model and standardize the specification without really realizing or without really going into the depths of understanding that different roles may require different specifications, which could also help them save a lot of money. We could, in fact, in our planning services, we could set up the device catalog that actually integrates with the service catalog and allow for the order to seamlessly flow into the Lenovo system via standard APIs. The next is configuration services. We actually call it, the device pre-stage for the user via white glove. This could include BIOS settings. This could include imaging, autopilot enrollment, and many more as per the organizational guidelines. Now, the configuration services are designed to give a wow out of the box feeling to the end user. The moment the device is out of the box, is it ready for use? The third stage is what we call as the deployment services, where we could offer faster deployment of devices and enhance employee productivity. The fourth stage is our support and protection services, to ensure the right levels of technical support, the right levels of backup, the right levels of break fix support to get the devices performing at their peak levels. Now, this also includes our premier support offering, which is available in 100 plus markets 24/7, which kind of gives the mental comfort for the user to be able to use his machine even while he's traveling across the globe. The fifth stage, which is the second last stage, is managed services, where we could host things like smart fleet management. You know, in today's time with assets all over the country, this is a challenge. This is the governance challenge. Are organizations able to locate all their assets? How does on-site help desk happen? You know, compliance monitoring, I just spoke about, and software solutions. And lastly, which is the sixth stage, is the asset recovery, which would help not just maximize the residual value, but more importantly, also ensure data security and environmental compliance. Now, a few customers here, but unfortunately I cannot, but I do hope that I've been able to convey my point, Megha.
Right, absolutely. You know, Rohit, you started by saying that this won't be a tutorial. I know, I mean, if you don't call this a tutorial, I don't know what would a real tutorial be like in DAS. So thank you for that. But I like the fact that you started this answer by talking about how organizations still look at IT as a CapEx. And, you know, there are, when you talk about services, many users are still looking at it as an additional expense, right? Somehow, even today, clients or users don't associate service as being bundled up along with hardware. They look at it as two separate things. Subscription models are not viewed as cost-saving mechanisms in the minds of many businesses or enterprises. In fact, it's looked at as an additional cost. Do you find yourself busting that myth or fighting that mindset a lot? Especially in the India market?
So look, what you say is not absolutely incorrect. You know, I mentioned at the start that, you know, this IT buying has always been considered as, you know, as a CapEx only model. But, you know, organizations that have started to evaluate TCO, the total cost of ownership of the device over the device lifecycle, will best understand the value of DAS. I think organizations, you know, while there is aggressive negotiation on hardware prices, on CapEx models, and you know, what's the outflow for the device at the time of purchasing the device is something which is you know, always on the Excel sheets of the commercial teams. What we don't realize is there is a significant amount of investment that the organization also makes in ensuring the uptime or the efficient performance of the device. And that's where the concept of total cost of ownership will come in. You know, it's the, you know, and that's where we will see more and more customers adapting the device as a service model, because not only will it save on the most important thing of cash flow, it will also ensure that organizations no longer are, you know, like I said, performing those repetitive tasks of ensuring device.
Okay, I heard you speak about the word flexibility, and I know that you count that as your biggest USP at this point. And clearly, the pandemic has been an accelerator for your business vertical. But before I wrap up this conversation, let me ask you your thoughts on the future of modern IT infrastructure. Some of the shifts that you have mentioned, especially that you saw a spike in the past few months, do you think that's a short-term trend or is that here to stay?
It's definitely there to stay, Megha. I think, you know, the world has changed. You know, with the current pandemic, you know, the situation has been forced upon us. Organizations have been caught off guard. The degree of preparedness and the readiness may have varied from an organization to organization, but clearly this is the new normal. You know, we are reading in the media about how some organizations would continue the current mode of working for the near future and maybe even permanently. You know, organizations will have to reimagine the service model. They will have to reimagine the way they do businesses. And this is not something which is going to go away. Now, you know, organizations that actually rethink and are able to re-strategize are the organizations that I think will be best prepared to deal with this new normalcy.
All right, that's the word coming in from Rohit. Thank you so much for joining us on this podcast and busting a few myths and also sharing all those details with us. We've definitely walked away with information that we did not know before this podcast started. Thanks a lot, Rohit, for joining us on this Tech at Work podcast. With that, this is Megha Vishwanath signing off. Thanks very much for listening.
Thank you, Megha.